Okay, we're now in a boring place. Is this a boring place?
Yes.
Yeah, come on, tell us how boring it is.
No.
Come on. She's walking in between straw, and here we have a camp. It looks to me like a campfire. Elaine, come on. What's the story of this place? You said this was worth a story in its own right.
This is the children's area of Future Orchard Trust. And it was one of the first pieces of the land that we developed as an amenity for the shareholders, so that when they come, they could, people who have small children could spend time here under the shade of a tree, while other people might wander around creating paths, doing a little bit of tending to the fruit trees. So very important in these, like the sunburn police. But the story about this particular part of the orchard is that it's called the Pat the Picket Memorial Garden. And Pat the Picket was a character in Cork, and many of the original shareholders who invested in Future Orchard, in fact, a lot of us knew each other anyway. I mean, it was quite a close-knit group, started the project, and we knew this gentleman, and he came here before he died, and he donated his sculpture of John Lennon.
Where is his sculpture of John Lennon?
There's his sculpture.
Oh, wow!
Yeah.
Oh, we'll have a photo of that, yes. Definitely.
And he brought these other angels and...
So he was a sculptor?
No, these were
he picked that up in a junk shop?
I wouldn't say it was a junk shop, I'd say he bought them new. But he was a character, there's been exhibitions about him. He always dressed up, and he was called Pat the Picket because he picketed on issues all the time for about 30 years.
In which decade?
He just died about a year and a half ago.
But was he in Ireland active as a picketer in the 1970s, 60s, 70s, 80s?
He would have started in the 70s, late 70s, and right through to...
See, I've never heard of him. I was out of Ireland for 30 years.
Okay.
So Pat, is that Pat the Picket dressed up there as a knight?
Yes.
With a sword and a armour and...
The Irish flag on his face. He always tended to mix things up a little bit.
Oh, yeah, he has a face decorated. He's a face painted with the Irish flag.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so this space that we're in here was where the original shareholders of the Orchard Project could hang out.
Well, it's been developed. I mean, it's cost quite a few hundred, you know, it's cost a lot of money. Well, it's cost money to create that fence.
You've got to describe that fence now, because that fence is not what most people would think of as a fence.
It's an exquisite fence, and it's made from timber sourced here.
These
in the
are
forest.
Branches of trees that have been bent into shape to make up a fence. I see no metal in front of me. We can go in a second now. We're underneath what? We're underneath an oak tree?
We're underneath an oak tree about 140 years old.
Does the oak tree have a name?
It's an English oak, and it would have been planted by Sarsfield. Sarsfield.
The Sarsfield,
yeah.
You mean of Balanisi's... Sarsfield Ride
this
to Balanisi? Sarsfield
Court.
Sarsfield Court.
This is Sarsfield Court.
Yep. Okay, I've got you. Right, so this English anti-hero from the Irish point of view was...
No, I think he was very well thought of. I think he you know, I mean...
Sarsfield.
I'm not sure. Do you know, we'll have to look into which Sarsfield
it
was.
Well, anyway, there was a Sarsfield. And okay, we've got this fence, which is handmade.
Yes.
Each piece bent individually. Gnarled and crooked and twisted.
Most of the twists are hazel. You even see a few spirals here and there. And the uprights then were dug, there was holes dug to put in the ash and alder into to create uprights. And they're all, I mean, it is quite different.
And what are all these bricks that are arranged in a circle here in the centre? Are they a place for people to sit?
That's
or
a fire pit. Yeah. The straw bales are for people to sit. And this is a bender, which would be an ancient Irish dwelling or sort of a hut for, you know.
Called a bender.
A bender is.
Is it a cork? Is it a cork
no,
thing?
No, I don't think so. It's a medieval.
It looks like a coracle upside down.
It does. It does. It would have been temporary structures as people travelled around and migrated. They'd create these. Structures.
I'd say every country in the world has things like that.
Yes, yes.
You basically put up a collection of pieces of wood all into half a circle, I suppose, or half an egg. You cut an egg in half.
It's like an egg, isn't it? But it's a hazel, the hazel lens.
And you then
itself.
Throw leaves over it to keep yourself dry?
Well, we just use a piece of tarpaulin there, and so it's for a dry area for the small
kids. They would have hung the the skin of animals That's over right. it, wouldn't they?
They would indeed.
They would indeed.
So it's a nice time. We had a little rainbow gathering here last weekend. So we had about 30 people sitting around.
What's
talking.
A rainbow gathering?
It's just a rainbow is it's a set of principles on how people could meet in a kind of egalitarian and, you know, heartfelt way.
This is inspired by Greek.
No, I think they started in 1972 in the States, and they're very big in America. They're kind of a free. They're free as well. They have to be free, and they have to be inclusive. That's the.
And who owns the doll that's sitting on top of the bale of hay?
My grandchild.
Your grandchild owns that doll, right? Right. And what's the purpose of the tires?
I have no idea what the purpose.
Do you play rings, you know,
no,
you throw
I don't
tire
think
rings.
So. Well, it looks like a good idea.
Okay. Anything else you want to say about
no,
here?
No, I think
okay.
We'll
thank you very much. You. We've got
go
this place.
To the apple bench.
Yeah.
Oh no.
I've just been told we're going to an apple bench. What on earth is an apple bench? A bench made of apple trees? Right, well, the people listening to this will be wondering, oh my goodness, I'm looking at what? Six or eight apple trees?
I think this is eight.
Ten. You were here, Shirley, yeah. weren't
10
you?
10 apple trees.
And Shirley will explain it to you. She was part of it.
Okay, give
so
us the... Give
there
us
are the... four at the front and four at the back. And then horizontally we have two.
This thing is 3 feet high, folks. It's no more than three. It might even only be 2.5 feet high.
And we hand grafted them.
What kind of apples?
I don't know.
Okay, well, that's fine. But these
but
are...
They're Irish sourced from Seed Savers. Cormac was down from County Clare and he gave two workshops on apple grafting and various fruit tree grafting.
And when this thing is fully built and all that, or fully grown, mm-hmm. will I be able to sit on it?
Oh, yeah.
I'll actually get a bench I can sit on?
Yeah. And we plant
And will apples
arch.
Grow out of the...
Absolutely.
Where can I find a photograph of one of these fully born?
I'll get you to, I'll get in contact. Actually, Elaine might have some, but I know Cormac has
I mean, that is
it.
So interesting.
It's fantastic,
God.
Yeah.
A tree where I can sit down and pick
and
apples.
Apple.
And I can reach up and pick up an apple.
And
it's called an apple bench.
Well, that's what I'm
I mean, if I Google apple bench, will I find examples of apple benches?
No.
I don't know.
Well, we'll find out. Okay, look, thanks very much. We'll take a break from the audio.